This is KUT. The 2017 Texas legislative session is in full swing, but the 140-day lawmaking event can be a bit confusing to follow. So we've been asking you, our listeners, what big questions you have about the legislature. It's part of our Texas Decides project that we're working on with public radio stations across the state. Today, KUT's Ben Philpott explains how people can make their own mark on the 85th Texas legislature.
Voters don't like Congress. Only about 40% of the country approves of the job our president is doing. And because of the hundreds of millions of dollars spent on elections, people feel their voice doesn't count as much as a large campaign donation, which led Molly Vladica of Kyle to ask us,
I know lawmakers are voted in by us, the voters, but is there any real way to influence their decision and make my voice heard?
Thanks for the question, Molly. To answer it, I want to tell you about all the different ways you can actually talk to lawmakers. So I'm here out in front of the state capitol this morning to take a tour of lawmaker interaction points. But before I even go in, I've found a great example of one of the ways you can make your voice heard.
Well, my name is Cindy Sharp. I'm the Director of Communications for the Texas Retired Teachers Association, and this is our biennial day at the Capitol.
Sharp stands beside about six tables covered in red bags. Hundreds of people in red t-shirts line up to grab one and head into the Capitol. What's in the bag?
Oh, well, we have snacks and we have water, but more importantly, we have some information to give to our legislators about different bills that we're in favor of and different ways that they could certainly help our retired teachers this session, especially with their health insurance plan.
So that's lawmaker interaction number one. Join an organization that puts together a day of action. You get the benefit of having a group to promote your opinion, and they can do all the heavy lifting. More of the solitary type? Then there's lawmaker interaction number two. Visit your lawmaker's office.
Here I am outside of Paul Workman's office in the Capitol Extension. He's actually my state representative for the southwest part of Travis County. Let's go in and see if we can find him. Hi. Is Representative Workman available right now?
He's actually in a meeting.
Honestly, that's about what I expected. With less than 2 months left in the legislative session, lawmakers won't be at their desks. They'll be out doing their job. But I was able to catch up with Representative Workman at a public event. He says hearing from constituents is very important.
For me, it's about learning. And, you know, there's no way that I can know all of the different subject matters. I had a group in, they were explaining their position on a bill. These were not lobbyists. These were just everyday constituents. And, you know, I got an insight from them that I hadn't looked at.
If your lawmaker isn't in his or her office, one place they could be brings us to lawmaker interaction number three, committee hearings.
Senate Committee on State Affairs come to order. Clerk, call the roll.
This is the start of the bill passing process. Dozens of committees vet thousands of bills, make changes, and then decide whether or not to send a bill to the full House or Senate for a vote. And at these hearings, you, the public, have a chance to give your 2 cents.
Okay, we'll open public testimony on Senate Bill 823. Call up Charles Reynolds.
Now, you'll only get 2 or 3 minutes to talk, but testifying does let you officially register your opinion on legislation. Now, sometimes, especially on high-profile bills, even if people testify 10 to 1 against a bill, it passes out of committee anyway. Representative Workman acknowledges there are bills that lawmakers know how they're going to vote on before the hearing, heck, even before the session begins.
If it's something that you campaigned on and you were successful, then you obviously have a sense that, well, I must be right about this because a majority of the people sent me.
Which brings me to lawmaker interaction number four, the 2018 election. You want a lawmaker to be responsive? Let them know they don't have your vote. I'm Ben Philpott.